Well, on campus, fallout continues from the controversy surrounding the Board of Trustees not extending tenure to incoming journalism professor Nicole Hannah-Jones, Pulitzer-winning journalist behind the New York Times 1619 project on slavery in American history. Fallout has expanded in the last week. Last week in particular, the Carolina Black Caucus tweeted that many of their members are actively now looking for new jobs at other institutions. And near the end of the week, student body president Lamar Richards issued an open letter actively encouraging prospective students and faculty members of color to consider not coming to UNC, saying, quote, "Carolina is not deserving of your talents, aspirations, or successes. I love Carolina, but I love my people and my community more." That is just the tip of the iceberg of things that we have heard and things that we've seen from campus in terms of the reaction and the response to this. We're joined on the air right now by two special guests, Donna Jones and Jackie Fields. Donna Jones is the Assistant Dean of Students at UNC, also the chair of the Carolina Black Caucus. Jackie Field is the co-chair of the CBC's Advocacy Committee and also the director of the Eddie Smith Fieldhouse. Donna, Jackie, thank you both so much for being here today. Good morning.
Thanks for having us, Aaron.
Good morning.
More on the Carolina Black Caucus, by the way, at unccbc.com. So I just want to open it up and get your thoughts on everything that's happened in the last couple of weeks and months. The Nicole Hannah-Jones news came down, is it really only a month or a month and a half ago? It's been very quick, and a lot has happened since then. What have been your thoughts through all of this, Donna?
Yeah, it's been a difficult time, Aaron. I think for us, especially as leaders of the Carolina Black Caucus, we are working to do our best to support our community. We're hearing from our constituents that people are upset, they are frustrated, they are having a feeling of demoralization. You know, this is that period of time where folks are looking around and feeling like they are undervalued and underappreciated. And this Nicole Hannah-Jones situation is just, another example of that, and people are really, really hurting right now.
Jackie?
I agree, Donna. You know, the Nicole Hannah-Jones situation really amplifies the issues that have already existed on campus for years. It leaves Black faculty and staff feeling, as Donna said, devalued, but also disappointed and discouraged, and looking for a place to go next. Where do we head after this, and how do we continue to support our community and live within the community on campus?
One of the things that I've heard from a lot of folks is that this is not just an isolated thing. It's part of a larger pattern of behavior and incidents that we've seen over and over. Another thing that I've heard is that as disappointing as this news is, it also doesn't seem to be a surprise to a lot of people. And yet this also seems to be kind of a breaking point in a way that previous incidents have not been. What is it about this that makes this the breaking point, do you think?
That's a good question, Aaron. I think you're absolutely right on point that this feels like a breaking point. I think many of us have said that, where we thought the Silent Sam situation after the statue came down, and then of course after that just baffling settlements came out, we thought that this was going to be the breaking point, the boiler for our institution, especially for our BIPOC community. And we, as a caucus, actually warned the chancellor and our leadership at that time, thinking there would be a huge Black exodus from the institution. And now we are seeing it. And I think it's because we're coming off of the heels of this pandemic. We're coming off of the racial unrest all across the country, marches, seeing our people dying in the streets, seeing injustice after injustice, and people are tired. We're exhausted. You know, we're trying to maintain our normal professional roles in extraordinary times. We're being asked to do much more for much less. And then we're on top of that having the unpaid labor of trying to make this place better and inclusive for all of us. And then to see this is it's just like a slap in the face, Aaron. And so I think that's why at this point it's feeling, more of an impetus to leave than it has before.
For people who are outside academia, walk us through the tenure process and what makes this situation unusual.
Well, I think the easiest way to kind of bring it all together is that what we know is that the university has a tenure and promotions committee that goes through a rigorous process of vetting any candidate up for tenure. That includes background checks. That includes looking into their professional histories, their publications, their accomplishments, several letters of recommendation and reference. It's a long and tedious process, and it includes several well and highly skilled individuals on our campus. And so because we know that that process takes so much, it takes so long, and there's so much work that goes into it, that's what makes this situation particularly egregious, because we have experts, the folks who know how this process works and who will put people, you know, through the ringer, so to speak, to make sure that they're getting the right kind of candidate before they offer tenure. And so for it to have gone through that process and passed and then not to be considered by our trustees is what makes this situation particularly egregious.
I agree. I think the Board of Trustees trying to turn their inaction and trying to turn those words around speak loudly, right? We know that inaction speaks louder than action sometimes, and that is what we want to point to the Board of Trustees, is that their decision to not act spoke much louder than anything they could have said no to. So we want to continue to encourage the Board of Trustees to turn their decision around and take some action. That's the issue right now, is that there is no action. And, you know, the Black community on campus, we've been listened to, we've talked it out, we've talked amongst ourselves, we've talked with leadership, and we're tired, and it's time for action. The time for action is now. You know, Black people on campus are just as educated, we're just as experienced, we're just as capable. And the time for equality for Black people on campus at Carolina is now.
Speaking with Jackie Field and Donna Jones, Carolina Black Caucus, unccbc.com again for more information on the caucus. And one of the biggest developments that happened last week was a meeting of the Carolina Black Caucus, where it's about a couple hundred members of the caucus and about 30 people in attendance at this meeting. Is that right?
Just under 30. Yeah.
Yeah, and about 60% of them said that they were not just thinking about, but actively on the job market to find jobs outside of the university. Did that surprise you at all?
Unfortunately, it wasn't a surprise, but it was still devastating nonetheless. I think, as leaders of the Carolina Black Caucus, I think I can speak for Jackie and myself when we say we love Carolina. We came here for a reason. We've been here for the amount of time that we have because we want this institution to be reflective of the values that it says that it upholds. It was very devastating to hear that so many people are trying to make their way out of Carolina at this time. But it wasn't surprising, because we have been hearing it every day from our colleagues, calls, texts, just informal communication, letting us know that people are ready to go. They're fed up.
Are you?
It's something that, you know, it has come across many of our minds. And you know, what I think is most important to really focus on is one is too many. You know, whether it was me, whether it's Kia Caldwell, who we heard today is leaving, who is what our students call a Black giant on our campus, right? Whether it's Gloria Thomas, who is the director of the Women's Center and a personal mentor of mine, who is leaving. You know, one is too many, because there are already too few at the institution, especially to be losing tenured Black faculty who are women.
Absolutely. You know, inside the Black Caucus, we build community for Black people on campus. And, you know, within that community, these are issues that we have been talking about for years. Just because we haven't elevated those outside of the caucus and kept those inside our community doesn't mean that we haven't been having those conversations. But now is a time for reckoning. And it's time to call out the leadership, and the Board of Trustees is number one on the list right now.
Lamar Richards, in his letter last week, had some very, very harsh and striking things to say. Exactly the same thing that you just said. What were your thoughts on that letter?
You know, I'm an alum of this university. I've been in and on this campus in some capacity since 1989. I've in my 22nd year as an employee, and there's nothing more that I love than this place and the people that make Carolina what it is. And while I support and the caucus supports those that are making the choice to leave, we understand why. We get it. You just want to be valued, right? You just want to be paid equally. You just want to be seen on a even level. But we also will encourage and support those who choose to stay and stand in the fight. Mm-hmm. And so we don't, you know, I don't want to encourage folks one way or another. I want to say that I will support your decision one way or the other. And the caucus is this, it feels the same way.
Absolutely. I think, you know, what I love about our new student body president is that he holds no punches. He pulls no punches. He says what's on his heart, and he's living his values. And I think what I agree with more than anything in his latest open letter is that I value our people above all else. And I think that, just like Jackie said, that means supporting whatever decisions that they make, whether it's to stay here in the fight and we will support and continue to build community, or if it's to go forth and find another community to value your talents.
Speaking with Donna Jones and Jackie Field, and we talk so often about systemic racism, and the problem with that is that you can't narrow it down to one institution. So how does UNC compare to other institutions as far as this goes?
I think, you know, one of the things I've been looking at the institutions that our colleagues have chosen to move on to is that many of those institutions have formalized policies or processes underway that are focused on anti-racism. Just down the road, we see Duke is focused on an anti-racism practice where it's not only in one department, but it's university-wide. They're expecting their entire campus, all of the institution, to really look at the systemic racism that is ingrained in the college and to start to pull that apart. And I think that is what folks are looking for. But also, you know, looking at places where contributions are valued. Sometimes that means just compensation. I mean, we look at how many commissions and task force and committees that our folks are asked to serve on to help to fix a problem that we didn't create, quite frankly. And so I think when people are looking, they're looking to see that people are putting their money where their mouth is, so to speak. And sometimes it does not feel like that for folks at Carolina.
Jackie, you were nodding through all of that.
Absolutely. I think we've seen in the last year and a half, we've seen many institutions, Duke being a notable one and a close one, so it's an easy reference. But we've seen them take this opportunity of the last year and a half, and the reckoning that's been happening across our society. We've seen them take this opportunity to hire and promote within and really elevate their existing Black staff and faculty, and I applaud those efforts. And we've seen them strengthen and educate their entire staffs around diversity, equity, and inclusion. And while we've done some of those things, it's really been a weak response, and it has not equaled what we've seen across institutions across the United States. So again, there is an opportunity for Carolina's leadership, not only from the Board of Trustees, but also from the Chancellor's Office, to do a better job of encouraging units across campus to hire and promote within the Black community.
And I think we would be remiss not to say we also just lost a huge chunk of our diversity and inclusion department. You know, our director Gretchen Bellamy has moved on to go into a corporate role. A beloved Black faculty and administrator on our campus, Dr. Sibby Anderson Tompkins, has moved on as well. And so, you know, it's really another big piece of this is that we have seen very little continuity in the diversity and inclusion space on our campus, so that we can make change. And that can't go unsaid.
Starting to wrap up this conversation. Before we get to the end, I want to ask about a push to rename the student stores after James Cates, who was killed on campus in 1971, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, with that one, none of these conversations are isolated, right? And so when you talk about systemic racism, when you look at the Cates situation, you think about what happened to him and how he was allowed to, left to bleed out right there on our campus, not being helped, not getting the support that he was needed and that he was due in that moment. So again, when we think about racial reckoning, the James Cates renaming of student stores is a part of that. We owe it to the family, to the legacy of James Cates, to honor him in that way. And that is not separate from the conversation around, systemic racism in Black faculty and staff and students, alumni, and community members. I think what we often lose is in the conversation is that we parcel out. Many times you'll hear just about Black faculty. You don't often hear about staff, administrators, alumni. But our community members are the people who laid the bricks to build this university, and we cannot leave them out of the conversation.
Speaking with Donna Jones and Jackie Field, and as we wrap up, final thoughts and final takeaways, and if people are listening to this and want to get involved, what can they do?
Sure, I think just a reminder that the Carolina Black Caucus is here for all the community on our campus, that we're here to engage, empower, and advocate for the Black community on campus. And we continue to encourage the Board of Trustees to take action on the Nicole Hannah Jones tenure position. You know, we want to continue to remind everyone that the time for equality for Black people at Carolina is now. We should be seen as equals. We should be hired as equals. We should be paid as equals. We should be promoted as equals.
Donna, final word?
Right now, we want you to call and email the Board of Trustees, ask them to call this vote. And we appreciate any support for the Carolina Black Caucus. As Aaron said, we're at unccbc.com.
unccbc.com. Go there for more on the Carolina Black Caucus. And of course, we'll keep following all of this here on 97.9 The Hill and on our website, chapelburg.com as well. Jackie Field, Donna Jones, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.